When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Always happy to be here.
Glad to have you on today because I think we're all sort of reviewing what happened this week with the stock market loss and calls for, I've even heard some calls for an emergency interest rate cut. The Fed has signaled it's going to do that next month in September. Talk to us a little about where we are in the with the mechanics of things right now. Is high interest rates the reason why we saw this big stock loss this week?
No, I don't think it's necessarily the high interest rates. I mean, you know, we've been at this level for a while. There's been indications that, you know, all the things that the Fed was waiting for, inflation, you know, jobs, looking at that, and then trying to, you know, figure out how to lower interest rates accordingly. I just think we're at that time. And anytime you plan, but when you get there, people will overreact.
Yeah. And we're going to get into some of the nuts and bolts of this in this conversation, including what the job market looks like. But talk to us a little bit about the process of lowering interest rates. The betting is that there will be a cut in September. I guess the question is, how big of a cut will it be?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, people originally at the start of the year thought interest rates would be cut earlier and then it would be a little slower. Obviously, that's gone through and it will go into late third quarter. I think it could go either way. I think, you know, a 25 basis point cut or potentially even a 50 could happen. But, you know, when you think about it in the scheme of where it was projected for the year, we're still, you know, moving at a slower rate than was originally projected. So I just don't think a 25 or a 50 will have a meaningful impact because this was all sort of projected into where we thought.
Yeah. The one thing that wasn't projected is the number of cuts. We initially had gone from, I think, 3 down to 2 or 1, and now it's back up to 2 or 3, isn't it?
It is. I think we might see, 2 to 3 before the end of the year. But again, when you think about kind of where it was originally projected, we're probably going to end pretty close to where people thought. It's just the timing was different. So I think that things have gone actually as sort of planned. Just the delay will make it seem like it's a little more significant at the moment.
Are you one of those folks that think an emergency rate cut might be needed before the actual meeting in September, or would that do more harm than good?
I don't think it's needed. I think it's our culture these days to try and do things really fast, and I appreciate that. I don't think the difference between today and the September meeting is going to have any impact.
Talk about the impact when it does happen on our money, from not only a business standpoint, but a consumer standpoint as well. What does an interest rate cut mean in the short term and the long term?
Well, maybe from a business perspective, I could start first. It's already had its impact on the business clients. Clients obviously saw higher interest rates, but then were more aggressive in paying down their corporate debt because they didn't want to pay that extra interest. It did delay, I think, some expansion opportunities that people had, whether that be buying new machines or doing acquisitions. But we've actually seen in the last 90 days that increased pretty significantly. So I don't think that this 25 or 50 basis point is going to change that momentum. What I do think will happen is if rates do continue to drop and get down, you know, a percentage or so, I think it'll actually ignite those opportunities even more.
And so
people that were standing on the sidelines looking for acquisitions will be more comfortable taking on that debt to do that acquisition.
And so would your prediction then be we'll see companies being sold, or there'll be mergers, or maybe ownership transitions, that sort of thing?
Exactly. I think it'll be all of the above. Companies, especially as, you know, owners age, they have to make those decisions as to, you transfer to the next generation, do you transfer to your employees, do you sell the company? And those things were on hold, not just because of interest rates. Some of it was on hold because most companies saw such a huge ramp up during COVID. And now that earnings are starting to regulate again, they are coming down. So it was hard to pick a bogey to actually sell your company off of. I actually think that as revenues and earnings have now regulated, you know, back to some pre-COVID, but even a little bit higher. And we're starting to see earnings actually regulate where the wages aren't going to keep increasing. I think in a combination with the lower interest rates, that will continue to ignite the, you know, some of these strategic alternatives.
Adam, if you might share with us some more of the conversations you've had with local clients about how their business is doing and where they plan to be in, you know, maybe a year or two.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I have talked over, you know, since, you know, COVID about, you know, most of our clients really being conservative, paying down debt, not over leveraging, making sure they have liquidity. And that really has continued. What it's led to is now we have a significant number of clients that are looking at different strategic options. They are doing acquisitions. They are doing joint ventures. They're buying pieces of machinery. And so they're sitting in a really good spot to be able to not put stress on their business with additional debt, but then really expand what they're looking to do. I think with the lower interest rates, they're going to have even better opportunities because they won't be paying as much for it. So we've really seen a nice increase in clients coming to us during 2024, especially over last year. And I think it's only going to continue over the next 16 months.
We saw the job market drop. The number of jobs created this past month was lower than was expected and maybe signifies a slowing economy, job market. Talk to us a little bit about how an interest rate cut might change hiring plans for not only national employers, but local employers.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the interest rate, again, might make people a little more comfortable to hire that extra person as they know their interest rate or their interest expense is down. But I also think that, you know, wages starting to seem like they potentially hit a peak will contribute as well. As the employment was low or unemployment was low, you know, companies really had to pay up for talent. And not that they won't have to continue to pay up for top talent, but I do think that that might regulate. So the combination of lower interest expense and wages starting to flatten out, I do think that, you know, similar to the acquisition discussion, companies will try to be strategic and take advantage of opportunities.
So people who are on the sidelines or looking for work now and having a hard time might actually see a better time after an interest rate cut.
I think they might. You know, it's very specialized as to what companies are looking for, whether that be specialized to operate a piece of machinery, specialized from a sales perspective, being able to grow a market or a client base. So having those skills will continue to drive a premium. But I do think, you know, when we hear from clients, it says they are expanding, they are looking for people.
Adam, talk to us a little bit from a consumer standpoint about a couple of things we haven't talked about yet with interest rates coming down, their impact on auto loans and credit cards and mortgage rates.
Absolutely. I mean, I heard yesterday people talking about, I'm almost ready to refinance, you know, that they had just bought a home 15 months ago, had already refinanced once and looking to do it again. So I think that's a good, you know, that'll be a good activity. It'll help the consumer. It'll obviously increase the activity within banks. You know, but still, I think 6 out of 10 consumers have mortgage rates below 4% still. So, you know, you think about it, I think it should spur a little bit more of that new buying for the individuals that have been sitting on the sidelines. You know, but I'm glad that it will benefit the folks that have been paying the higher interest rates and they'll be able to refinance at a lower rate.
Yeah. And for folks who've been putting a lot of stuff on their credit cards, this lowering interest rate might be good news for them, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that those rates and, you know, will probably continue to stay high, but they will obviously come down. You know, but I think that Between home equity lines coming down and being able to use those, there should be some ample opportunities for the consumer.
All right, Adam. Great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. Well, people can give me a call at 312-544-4511, and I'd enjoy the conversation.
All right, Adam. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Steve.